This is the Texas Standard. As the state's lawmakers get ready to throw things into fourth gear, some lawmakers under the pink dome are asking, where's the governor? Debates over the budget, the so-called bathroom bill, sanctuary cities, just to name a few, getting nationwide attention right now, and battle lines are being drawn between House Speaker Joe Strauss and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And Governor Abbott, just where does the state's highest official come into play here? For more on that, we're joined by Jonathan Tylove. He is chief political writer for the Austin American-Statesman, and he just got through sitting down with Governor Abbott. Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So who are the folks, just getting us all on the same page, claiming that Abbott isn't showing signs of leadership this session?
People on both sides of the Capitol, in the Senate and particularly in the House. But I think that for me, and I think for the governor, this is a kind of familiar refrain. So about the same time, the last session, his first session, there was a lot of grumbling, where's the governor? Why isn't he being more decisive? And I think what they want him to be decisive about is mutually exclusive. The people in the House want him to slap down Dan Patrick, and Patrick's wondering why he's not leaning heavily, more heavily on Strauss in the House to enact what's really Patrick's agenda.
Okay, so that's the way the two houses see it. But what about Governor Abbott? How does he see his role in all this?
He's very happy with his role, which is both, I think, as kind of a behind-the-scenes player. You know, the governor in Texas is, by design, a weak office. Rick Perry had strengthened it by dint of being there longer than anybody else and having appointed essentially everybody in that you can appoint in state government. But even Rick Perry was often accused of being AWOL during a session. And I think, you know, Abbott has the veto. That's where his power really rests.
Right.
As the session moves on, he has more power. He can let people know that their legislation is not going to get his signature. He can use it as a bargaining tool. And I think in the meantime, he sees his role as really mediating and not overstepping, that there's no real gain for him to be more public in his declamations on, you know, various issues.
But that's not to say that he's given up the bully pulpit altogether. I mean, just when the session got started, he took it public, his four emergency agenda items, right? How are those going, by the way?
That's the other piece of the governor's role. And those are going, well, they flew out of the Senate, so they all got passed by the Senate. They were CPS reform and ethics reform, convention of states, and sanctuary cities, which is the one that he's really made use of the bully pulpit on and has made the issue his own. And it's a very popular issue. I think they'll all come out of the House. The one that's most questionable is the convention of states, where he has to get through a committee that is kind of stacked against him.
Yeah. One major difference, of course, or something missing, certainly from what you were talking about. Any mention of the bathroom bill? Where is Governor Abbott on that? Did he dance around that when he chatted with you, or was he trying to?
Well, yeah, I think dance around. And I think this is sort of really most clearly isolates where he's at on this. What he's trying to say is in his tweets, which is, you know, how he communicates in a lot of ways, he's expressing sympathy for the concern of those who want the bathroom bill. At the same time, I think there's little doubt that he would prefer never to see it on his desk.
But for political reasons, or because he has some deep-seated feeling about the government's role when it comes to bathrooms?
You know, Patrick represents the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party and the base. Strauss represents the mainstream business wing, or what used to be the mainstream wing of the party. Abbott, unlike either of them, actually has support spanning that spectrum. And so he has something to lose no matter what he does on that bill. And so he does not want to indicate that he's not concerned about the concerns of those on the right. At the same time, he does not want to alienate the business community, which I think is very much opposed to the bill and sees it as a distraction.
At the end of the day, Governor Abbott, it sounds like, is poised to win no matter the outcome of this legislative session.
I think that's right. And I think that's sort of the curious moment we're at, in which people are portraying him as weak and not on top of things. When all is said and done, though, he's the most popular politician in the state. He's got $35 million in the bank. He's up for re-election, and there's no real opponent in sight. So it's hard to characterize him as a kind of failed politician.
It's a fascinating conversation that you had with the governor, and you can read all about it at statesman.com. We'll have a link to it, texasstandard.org. Jonathan Tyluff, chief political writer for the Austin American Statesman. Good to see you again, Jonathan.
Thanks very much.